Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking on a subject today, dealing with an issue, looking at the issue today of marijuana, pot, weed, whatever name you want to give it. President Joe Biden and the Biden cabal, just by executive order, the magical pen, signing an executive order, releasing all of those in prison that's been prosecuted for the use and or sale of marijuana. He's just popped the doors open. I reckon you'd call it, he's called the Papa Lock Man. It's opened the doors and let him out of prison. Major thing, I think, is the underlying factor there, based on some of the statements he's made, was so that they can be restored to voting. It's to try to secure more votes for November and for next year's, for the following year's election process. But ladies and gentlemen there, perhaps you've been thinking, by the way, let me give you that telephone number again, 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. If you're a Christian, you say you use marijuana, want to know what authority you have biblically speaking. If you are a non-Christian and you think that it should be open and legal for everybody to use marijuana, you think that that should be the law of the land, I want to know why. What's the end result? What is the hoped gain? What do we want to gain as a society by continuing to spread an open Pandora's box for the use of marijuana and the end result of what it does? And I know, in fact, I've had some to say, well, you know, God created the plants. In fact, in Genesis 1 and 2, when it gives the day-by-day information about what God created and when he created it, this one person said, well, God created all the plants and said it's good. And so it must be all right to use marijuana. Use that as his biblical rationale for doing so. Well, my answer to anyone like that is, well, God created a poison ivy also. Are you going to go out there and grab your handful of poison ivy and rub it all over your face and your arms and legs? No. You've got better sense than that to grab a handful of that and rub it all over you. The so-called Christian believer today can participate in the world and keep one foot in the Word and think I'm okay. If I'm talking to you and it hurts your feelings, I'm not going to apologize. I'm praying that today's broadcast will open eyes, Pastor Davis, and cause Christians to sit up and think of what they're doing in relationship to surrendering their lives to everything but fully to the Lord. To participate in the world and to keep one foot in the Word and one foot in the world is not adequate, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just give our listeners, Pastor, a litany of what marijuana does. And I have researched, reviewed for years and years and years. I would probably say right now probably 150 to 250 major articles and research material on the subject. And I'm not putting myself in the position of being the final authority, but I can say without equivocation, I'm an authority on the subject based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Marijuana causes divorce. Statistical numbers are out there. I don't have to question, wonder if it does. I can say de facto, marijuana causes divorce. in the states that have legalized marijuana on a recreational use basis, even those states that have legalized marijuana on a medicinal basis, medical marijuana as it's called, which is just a farce. It's an open door to get marijuana into every community, on every street corner in, here in Duval County in Jacksonville. You've got a pot shop. It's supposed to be for medical use. Have you ever wondered how you get a prescription for that, ladies and gentlemen? Most of the time, it's thought, well, you go to your doctor, and the doctor checks you out. No, you can go into one of the – I've never been in one. I'm going from research. Go into a pot shop and go down to one end of the counter, and there's a elderly person generally sitting behind the counter, retired medical person, physician, and he will ask you a few questions. Do you hurt? Where do you hurt? Why do you hurt? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fill out the little form, sign it, and he then hands you a prescription for medical marijuana. You walk down to the other end of the counter in that same pot shop and buy your medical marijuana. It's just a farce that's been developed by a system that's out to kill and destroy human beings in the United States of America and around the globe. Marijuana causes divorce. Marijuana causes addiction, just like alcoholic beverages. In fact, it is very, very clear. I'm looking at a little brochure folder that I published years ago in relationship to alcohol and the Bible, or booze and the Bible, as I called it. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever deceived thereby is not wise. That's in Proverbs 20, verse 1. If you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Marijuana is a mocker. Marijuana is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is a fool. The scripture says in Proverbs, not wise. And all of Proverbs, it's comparison and contrast with a fool and a person that's wise. And the Bible is very, very clear. When we look at, and we, if time would allow, we've got dozens and dozens of scriptures, Pastor Davis, that we could look at if time would allow. So we're going to kind of truncate that today, in order to go to the most pertinent, relevant text in relationship to what a Christian should understand. But going back to what marijuana does, I'm looking at an article that says there's a sharp rise in marijuana-related psychosis, according to the American Board of Pain Medicine and the leadership there. Cannabis products are produced to have extremely high percentages of THC. Now, THC, Pastor Davis, as I understand it in my research on the scientific module for that, that THC is the addictive portion of weed. And the question is asked by one of the writers in several of the articles, how does a pot shop keep a person going back to buy pot, weed?
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Because they keep increasing the THC to have one hooked, or if you use the term Bible uses, addicted, to have one addicted to the use of the marijuana. This article says a drug legalization group and the cannabis industry lobby to legalize cannabis across America, with initiatives to legalize marijuana in the ballots that's on in five states. Many experts warn this will only increase the psychological, mental, and physical harm from the high potency of THC in cannabis. President of the American Bar Board of Pain and Medicine and Vice President of the International Academy of Science and Impact of Cannabis, Dr. Ken Finn, said high-potency cannabis is being used today. It's poisoning all of our children and young people, as well as causing psychosis and schizophrenia on an increasing alarming number across America. Lot of my colleagues, he says, that work in psychiatry and emergency medicine are seeing a sharp rise in marijuana-related psychosis. And it goes on to talk about the fivefold increase in the experiences of psychosis directly related to marijuana. So going back to the thought, before we get into the scriptural admonitions, ladies and gentlemen, marijuana will cause permanent loss of mental ability. Marijuana causes addiction just like alcohol. Marijuana will destroy the coordination and the focus and will wreck anything that's called academic accomplishment. Marijuana will be that driving force in using pot will cause accidents and will kill innocent people. Driving under the influence of marijuana. Go to the state of Colorado. Go on the website. Go on the internet and do research on the state of Colorado in particular. And you'll find that the police officers, law enforcement, are in a dilemma in the states where marijuana is legal, has been legalized, because they are faced with an astronomical increase on accidents, incidents, and murders on the highways as a result of drivers being under the influence of marijuana. Why would a Christian want to do that, Pastor? Why would any Christian, if you want to be surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, want to have your life so out of control, and your movements and your motion, anything that's called your cognitive abilities, why would you want to have it so diluted and watered down that you could kill somebody on the highway? And yet that's taking place.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, it's a mystery to me also. You know, I sit back and I see so many things happening, and it seems as though Christians, some of them, don't have sense enough to come in out of the rain.
That's right, unfortunately.
It's pitiful, you know, from that perspective, and it's because it's their own fault because they allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plethora of information out there available to be had if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what you ought not to do or the cause and effects of certain things, there's information out there for that you can have to help you to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, Dr. Youngblood, today people don't want to lose friends, so they go with the flow.
Going with the crowd, absolutely. The good old boys.
If I got to drink a beer to be with you, and I haven't taken a drink or anything, Dr. Youngblood, in 37 years.
Amen.
If that's what I got to do today to be your friend, I'm going to throw my hand up
You'll
and wave
say,
at
bye-bye.
You, bye-bye. I don't need you for a friend.
Well, one of the things, Pastor, that I find is that a lot of the, we would call them older folks today, they've got kids and grandkids. They look at it on the basis, as I understand it in my research, that, well, you know, back in the late 50s and all of the 60s, I used marijuana. That, not me, but the person speaking. And therefore, it's okay. I'm looking at an article, Pastor, says, not your grandpa's weed. Today's super strong marijuana causing mental health problems and total addiction. Health experts and broken-hearted family members, along with former marijuana users themselves, are all warning about the high potency of today's weed. The combination of a stronger product plus states legalizing the drug equals a very dangerous, deadly situation. The highly concentrated marijuana is leading to greater levels of addiction and mental disorders and death. And it gives an illustration called Zach, Z-A-C-K-S, Zach's story. He says, Zach Plant, that's his name, started using marijuana to ease the stress in his life. He told CBN News, at first, he enjoyed getting high whenever he could. According to British mental health experts, warn cannabis is not a harmless drug. It's likened to a psychosis and addiction. It just sounded like a good idea, Zach said. Much rather be high than be sober, he said. I had thoughts of other people wanting to hurt me, Zach claimed. Thoughts of the only way of being safe was to end my own life. And he goes on, he had gone through the total emotional roller coaster, got to the point he was so depressed he wanted to commit suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, those that are using marijuana are in a state of fast track toward depression, mental debility, and ultimate suicide.
Amen.
I understand, Pastor, about 42% end up in suicidal thoughts or actual suicide as a result of marijuana. So let's make a transition, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps you're asking, well, what does the Bible say? I've had people get in your face and say, well, preacher, you know, the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not use marijuana. The Bible does. Jesus didn't say anything about using marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very, very clear. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, Pastor, read that quickly. We'll not have time to read all of the verses, but the scripture is very clear. We're not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds.
Amen.
In Romans 12, 1 and 2, it clearly states that.
Amen.
And so that fits into that category.
Amen. It says here, I beseech you, brethren. I'm sorry. Let me back up. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, don't want to leave anything out.
Yep.
By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Be not conformed. And I've used that illustration, Pastor, many times on that subject, that particular text. If you take Jell-O, liquid Jell-O, pour it into a Jell-O pan, put it in the refrigerator, the next day you flip it over on the plate, and the Jell-O comes jiggling out in the form, in the shape of that pan that you put it in. We are to go into the form called Jesus and not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Amen.
And that's through the written, revealed Word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about biblical reasons, rationale, principles, theological absolutes that the Bible is very clear that a Christian cannot participate in anything to do with marijuana, the sale of it, the use of it, even for medical purposes, is my position. Now, if you can go, listen, let's touch on medical marijuana for just a brief nanosecond. If you can go to your regular physician, and that regular physician will write you a prescription for so-called medical marijuana that you can take to a regular pharmacy. You could take the CVS or Walgreens, hand it to that pharmacist, and they will fill that prescription, and the prescription is made up of what they call medical marijuana. Do it. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the way it works with all the states that have medical marijuana. Secondly, Pastor, we are to flee the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
To flee it, and to... For a Christian to say, well, you know, my flesh wants that marijuana because it gets me on a high. My flesh wants that marijuana because it makes me feel good. I'm reminded of a man back a number of years ago that worked with a dear friend of mine was a contractor. And every Monday, he, as a contractor, he'd wind up with his crew being short because some wouldn't show up. And one of the men was bad about getting drunk over the weekend. And so my friend's name was M.R., and so he told him, M.R. told him, he said, you know, you've got to stop drinking that stuff. And he said, Mr. M.R., anything that makes you feel that good can't be bad. There are a lot of people today that have the same philosophy about marijuana. If it gets you on a high, makes you feel good, it can't be bad. But you're yielding to the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
And the scripture
Amen.
Is very clear in Titus 2:12 that we're to flee the lust of the flesh. And thirdly, ladies and gentlemen, we're to be holy as God is holy.
Amen.
Leviticus 11:45 says, be ye holy as I'm holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16 admonishes us to be holy as God is holy.
Amen.
And that word holy is hagios, set apart, high, and holy service for the Lord.
Amen.
The scripture also says that we're to be zealous for good works. Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 14. Zealous, passionate, on fire to do good works. And ladies and gentlemen, the participation in the sale and or use of marijuana cannot be considered doing good works for the kingdom of God. I was shocked, I was saddened, I was concerned when one of the callers yesterday, when we were talking about this subject, said that she was a little weary with, tired, and concerned about seeing pastors stand in the pulpit with the pupil of their eyes so large it was like the size of their eyes completely because they were high on some kind of drug. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a sham. That's a shame. That ought not to be. It should be condemned by everyone that calls themselves a Christian, and it should cause us to want to do just as the scripture says, flee the lust of the flesh.
Amen. That means to run.
Youngblood.
You know,
run.
Sometimes
that's right.
You have to run away from things.
That's right.
And that, we're not saying tuck your tail like a coward.
That's right.
But some things you have to get out from the presence of it.
Yes.
Simply separate yourself from that.
And a good illustration of that is a man that I've not seen in years and years and years. He may still live in this city. I don't know. But I reckon there's 30, 35 plus years ago, he shared with me part of his testimony that at one time he was totally addicted to pornography. He said, I was so addicted, I could not even go into a convenience store where at that time they had the pornographic magazines displayed on shelves that could be visibly seen for anybody walking in. He said, I can't even go in a store like that because when I see it, then I want to go after it and want to follow it, read it, look at it, see it. He said, so I have to run from it. So that's what the scripture is talking about.
Amen.
If you know that there's that weakness, if you know that's potentiality, flee, run from it. Don't allow it to invade, pervade your life.
Amen.
The other thing, Pastor Davis, the scripture says we're to deny self and follow Jesus.
Amen.
Deny self. Deny the lust of the flesh. Deny the pride of life. Deny that which will destroy, dilute that which God is wanting to do in you. Ladies and gentlemen, Perhaps I'm talking to a pastor. Perhaps I'm talking to an associate pastor. Perhaps I'm talking to a Sunday school teacher, a deacon. Or you say, well, I'm none of those. I'm just simply a Christian. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you too. This scripture is very important for us to understand. God does not give a single verse that says, thou shalt not puff marijuana. It's not there.
Amen.
It doesn't say, thou shalt not eat too much chocolate either.
Amen.
there's nothing in scripture that says, thou shalt not drink too much water. But there are a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen, that knowledge of what the product will do should cause us to run from it. The scripture says that we need to deny self and follow Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, the sixth thing is, and I'm looking at my outline on the numbers of scriptures that talk about this, we're to focus, that is to think, on good and not on evil.
Amen.
Philippians 4. Read that for us, Pastor. Philippians chapter 4. I believe it's verse either 7 or 8. It's about 8, verse 8 or 9. Philippians 4, beginning with about verse 8, I think it is, talks about what we're to think on.
Amen. Says here, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Our focus should be on those things that are good, that are godly, that honor the Lord in our lives. And Pastor, another thing that we need to understand, that our listeners need to understand and recognize, and I'm going to read very quickly. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? For, verse 20, we'll look at verse 19 and 20 of chapter 6 in 1 Corinthians, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your bodies and in your spirit, which are God's. We don't own ourselves. God does.
Amen.
And if you've said yes to Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, as Savior and as Lord, you're not your own. You've been bought with a price, and God is the one that gives the direction. God's the one that says what we can and cannot do. God is the one. In fact, a lot of people say, well, I'm not under the law. I'm at liberty. But because there is liberty in Christ does not give us the license to sin.
Amen.
And yet there are a lot of people that misconstrue, misunderstand that.
And just right above that, those two verses you just read, Dr. Youngblood, what you just got finished saying about fleeing, verse 18 say, flee fornication.
Flee fornication.
Flee. See, there are certain classifications of sin. I mean, we can classify it. It's all sin.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, thing that we need to focus our attention on, it tells us to run away from
run
it.
Run away from it. In fact, you touched on that, caused me to, my mind, reflect back on chapter 6 in 1 Corinthians, verse 12. All things, Paul says, are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power, control of any.
Amen. Amen.
And yet,
amen.
A person thinking about participating in booze or pot or marijuana or weed, whatever name you want to give it, it will bring about total control of your mind, your will, your emotions, and will absolutely dominate an individual's life.
Amen.
We're not to be controlled by sin. We're not to defile the body. As we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. We're not to be under the domination or the control of sin at all. Read for us, wonderful text, Romans chapter 6.
Amen.
Romans the 6th chapter, and it starts with about verse 13. Romans chapter 6, beginning with about verse 13. I believe that's the text.
Amen. It says here, neither, that means not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin,
mm-hmm.
but yield yourselves unto God,
mm-hmm.
as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
Amen. What does that say to us as Christians, and how should a Christian understand that?
You know, Dr. Youngblood, again, it's very plain.
Yep.
I mean, we shouldn't walk away confused after we read this.
That's right.
Because he's already spoken about some other thing that we shouldn't do, mm-hmm. previous to this verse.
That's
but
right.
When he got down here, he said, don't do these either.
That's right.
Don't yield yourselves or your members, let's say your hands, your feet, your eyes, all of these are instruments,
or
members of your body.
Or your mouth.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes that tongue. Amen. Yeah. That tongue. Yes. Mm-hmm. My wife talks about that a lot. That tongue.
Right.
Amen. That's killed more people than a gun or a knife.
Right.
But he says, in other words, don't yield those over to sin, but yield your entire body, in other words, over to God.
Amen.
As to those who are alive from the dead. Because the scripture says, and I think that's 2 Corinthians 5, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, that means to take a second look or a closer look.
Clear look.
All things become new.
Not
Amen.
Some,
all things. Mm-hmm. So again now, when we walk around and we let that sweet water and that bitter water come from the fountain at the same time, something's wrong with that.
That's right.
But we need to examine that. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because what I'm saying, Christians sometimes, we talked about this in class the other night, they can tell raunchy, nasty jokes, just like the people out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, you're not gaining friends by doing that.
That's right.
Because I know a lot of sinners will take that and beat you over the head with it and say, oh, look at him. There's nothing to his Christianity.
That's right. No difference.
Because he's doing the same thing we're doing.
Absolutely.
So this scripture is telling us to separate ourselves from that.
That's right. That's right. In fact, Pastor, I'm glad you touched on that because it is a matter of where we yield. What we yield to will control us. This is the reason the scripture is clear. We're to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Not in the flesh, Romans 8:14. We're to die to self and surrender to Jesus, Mark 8:34. We're to seek to please the Lord with priority, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and
Amen.
His righteousness, and all of these things, food, clothing, and shelter, shall be added unto you.
Amen.
But, Pastor, there's a passage that we need to look at quickly to wrap up. We're called to walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:13.
Amen.
Read Galatians 5:13 and then jump down to verse 16 and 17, and we'll wrap up our thoughts today. And I pray that it's been an impactful blessing to those that have listened.
Amen. So the scripture is telling us here, Galatians 5 and verse number 13, "For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself."
All right, read verse 16 and 17 quickly.
"This I say, then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would."
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, using marijuana will destroy your health. It will devour your living. It will divide your mind. It will drive your desires. It will devastate your life, work, and ministry for Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again as we face the issues.
Amen. Be blessed.
First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.